We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He is a legal analyst, an expert. Thane Rosenbaum with CBS. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And the breaking news yesterday, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer at age 83 allegedly will announce a retirement. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Let's start there. Why are we suddenly assuming that he'll say he's retiring?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think he's happy that this was leaked by, it sounds like, someone in the executive branch. Normally, this is a decision that comes directly from the Supreme Court and from the chambers of the justice. So he had planned, apparently, to resign, and it may be today. But how it got leaked the day before probably has something more to do with politics and less to do with professional courtesy.
Thane, does this have anything to do with polling as well? Because Ben Roethlisberger has not mentioned the R word. Stephen Breyer, the justice, has not mentioned the R word. And the president's polling at, 39% approval ratings?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that the court, too, by the way, is very sensitive to the fact that it has never had lower polling numbers in terms of the institutional legitimacy. The Chief Justice Roberts is concerned about that. And guess who else is? Justice Breyer. But you're right. I think that, you know, you're talking about an administration that has stalled on voting rights and on spending. And, of course, there was the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and inflation. And remember, President Trump figured out a way to galvanize his base in saying he was going to pick conservative justices. And they are now, perhaps the Democrats are saying, maybe this is a way to hold on to the midterm elections if we make the Supreme Court appointment the biggest issue that we can actually succeed on.
Well, what if Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says, you know what, I'm not going to retire?
Well, you know, he kind of said that already, right? I mean, up until this announcement, that's why they think this is a different announcement, one that in fact signals his retirement. Remember, almost immediately, this was so ungracious, but almost immediately after President Biden came to office, progressives were pushing Justice Breyer to retire. They said, hey, you got to get out. Remember what happened with Justice Ginsburg? We asked her to leave during the Obama administration. She didn't. And then all of a sudden, now there's Amy Coney Barrett. So we need you to help us out here. We need you to retire. And he was offended. He said, hey, I'm going to leave on my own terms. I've been a Supreme Court justice for, I think, 26 or 28 years, and I'm a good one. I'm really smart. I'm really involved. Last year, I wrote the majority opinions in an Affordable Care Act and a First Amendment social media case. So back off. So it's sort of interesting that, you know, he really didn't want to be pressured. And you saw yesterday, and you'll hear it more today, that that's going to be coming out of his office. We left on our own terms. No one made us do this.
Yeah, but it looks like somebody's making him do it. And he's, for all reports say, whether you agree with his opinions or not, he is sharp as a tack at age 83. He's still got it. And if he's as stubborn as me, he'd make the announcement that he's sticking around, because if nobody's going to push me out. But the president did make the announcement that he is going to pick a certain person. And if you look at the EEOC website, it is illegal for an employer to discriminate against a job applicant because of his or her race or color. Did the president make a mistake there?
Yeah, well, it's not just that. It's worse than that. One of the cases coming out this year is an affirmative action case that speaks directly to racial preferences, and you're not supposed to do this. So it's interesting. On the one hand, during the Grimmer, President Biden is President Biden because of South Carolina's black community, right? Everybody knows that. Congressman Clyburn is pretty much responsible for elevating President Biden to this, to the White House. So it was after, either during South Carolina or immediately after, that he made this announcement. I'm going to pick, my first pick will be a black woman. So he's already introduced this idea, right? It might not have been appropriate, but it was a major campaign pledge. And with Build Back Better and the Green New Deal and racial voting rights legislation, this is something I think he thinks he can control, right? Now remember, voting for the black women who are already on this short list, they're progressives. And so that's going to energize the Republicans, because they're going to say, would a minimum give us a centrist?
So who would be the odds-on person to get the nod?
Well, there are three frontrunners. The one that everyone believes is going to get the nod is a Judge Brown Jackson, who's an appellate judge in the districts of Columbia. That seems to be the feeder court that takes you straight to the Supreme Court. That's exactly where Kavanaugh was. So she seems to be the front runner, in part because she's just been vetted by the Senate. She was elevated from the trial court, the district court, to the D.C. Circuit. So if speed is important, right, you've got Democrats that have already voted for her. Now, that doesn't mean they would vote for her for the Supreme Court, right? They said, well, we voted to elevate her from the trial court to the appellate court, but that doesn't mean we're a lock on the Supreme Court. So I think that because of the complexity of the confirmation process, she's most likely. The others are, there's a Supreme Court judge in California, Judge Kluger, and guess what? Clyburn has his own pick. Right, he has someone from South Carolina who's a federal judge who is rumored to be already in the works of being elevated to the appellate court. And I guess he's making a phone call and saying, hey, you owe this to me. You're president because of South Carolina. You know what would be great? Appoint a black woman from South Carolina.
Well, we'll see if Judge Breyer does indeed say, yeah, I'm in for retirement, and what happens next. Thane, always great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thank you both. Good morning.
Thane Rosenbaum. He's an expert, legal analyst, CBS News, on our Disc Institute, Pittsburgh Newsline. He's the kind of guy you could roll up your sleeves, sit down,
and just talk to.
Tell me about this. He's a novelist, too. Very talented man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.